Management Sharing Voices podcast brought to you by Paycor, stress-free software built to help HR leaders recruit, manage, pay, and develop their people. The Richmond Sharing Voices podcast is the voice and pulse of the Richmond, Virginia HR community with your host, Tiffany Fortune. Subscribe to Richmond Sharing Voices on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you like to listen. Download episodes at richmondsharm.org. From the Great Resignation to the Great Reset, companies are still struggling with staffing their organizations. As we close out year 2022 and start our 2023 planning, we are faced with another glooming R, the unknown, the recession. Today, we talked to Robert Half, one of the largest staffing firms in the U.S., about how a contingent workforce can help build business agility during this time of uncertainty. I am so excited to introduce you to Jillian Tyree, Robert Half, Market Director of Professional Talent Solutions. Jillian, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. This is the most involved I've been with SHRM since my time in the market here. And so I'm really excited. We actually just attended the leadership conference with you guys, Ignite. And now we have just resubmitted our gold sponsorship for next year. So we are, Robert Half is in with Richmond SHRM, and I am so excited to learn more from your audience and from you, and as well as provide some expertise that Robert Half gives as well. So thanks for having me.
Thank you, and thank you for your gold sponsorship. So as I said before, we are planning for next year, and as we're planning for next year, I am just so curious what you are seeing, what you are hearing, as not only the top drivers for contingent workers, but just what are you hearing in general?
Yeah, it's interesting because we this year have seen the need for recruiters go up. In my 15 years in the Richmond market, I've never placed more recruiters than I have this year. I keep telling my team, if we find 10 recruiters, I just found you 20 open jobs that we can fill with candidates. The recruiting space is an interesting space to be in right now because you have the nation available to you. I mean, you might even have the world available to you, really, because of the remote workforce. So it's unprecedented. Regardless of what happens in the economy next year, we're still in unprecedented times because you can sit in Colorado and work for Richmond, Virginia. And it's something that's very interesting, very exciting for me to be in HR and staffing, I think. But you have to be able to reach those people. And we have people recruiting. I mean, we interview 100 to 150 candidates every single week between the two Richmond offices. And I would say, first of all, Robert Half is the biggest name in the industry. We've been around the longest, right? So we have our name going behind us. We also have our reach, our ability to, we literally have a button in our system where we click national and you can see nationally how many staff accountants with QuickBooks, with Excel pivot tables and VLOOKUPs there are available to you within this pay range. So our technology is really at the forefront of where it needs to be to grab these people. We provide really competitive pay. We also provide benefits. We also provide choice time off as people have been with us. And again, our full-time consulting, what I was referring to, that arm of the business is booming this year as well. So I think really the volume, right? The volume is there. And I think for your listeners, when they're in an HR role, if they don't have a recruiting department, they're doing all of the other facets of HR, and there's so much of it on top of recruiting for these roles. One of the things that Robert Half brings to the table is all we're doing is recruiting every day, and we're spending, you know, 75% of our time digging through and finding those needles in the haystack. And then, like I said, the technology is really helpful. And then to be able to say, hey, Richmond client, you know, ABC company, you need a staff accountant. I have someone sitting in Wyoming that actually has exactly what you need. Would you be interested in entertaining the remote option? And, you know, how we started talking about the remote option, it just opens up a whole wealth of opportunities and workforce out there for every HR professional that's looking to fill an open seat right now.
We've stated this a number of times, replacing lost talent while also hiring for new and emerging skills has been quite challenging in this post-pandemic world, yet it's a business imperative. How is Robert Half continuing to engage top contingent talent?
45% of managers expect to hire contract professionals by year end, right? So we're right smack in the middle of Q4, and we are looking at contingent workforce continuing to ramp up. I think what's interesting is that we are in unprecedented times when it comes to our flexible workforce. And one of the things that we're seeing the most from contingent workers is their need and want for flexibility. One of the things when we have clients call us to say, hey, Jillian, I need an HR professional, or hey, Jillian, I need an accounting professional, the first question we're asking, my team and I are asking, is what are your remote capabilities? Where are you guys on your remote status? And a lot of companies, it's still really up in the air. And I think when we think about things being up in the air and things being uncertain, one of the things that we're looking for from clients is how flexible are they? Because the future has to be flexible. Candidates want to be hybrid. They want to be remote. You know, there are still some people that want to go in the office. I'm in our West End offices today. I enjoy the hybrid. I enjoy a couple days in, a couple days out. And I think that clients really have to understand when they're looking at contingent workers and they're looking at contract professionals, whether it's contract or contract to hire, they need to say, what are our remote options? It's been an adjustment, obviously. You know, in 5 years ago, if you had told me that working for Robert Half would include a hybrid schedule, I would have probably laughed you out of the room. It was just never on our radar as a company. And now, you know, we have a lot of remote capabilities. And we're really trying to transfer that to our clientele and educate them on how it is easier than you think to be flexible and how you're going to attract top talent through your flexible approach. We actually offer technology to our candidates at no extra cost to our clients. If they're like, how do I find these laptops? How do I even get someone remote? We are able to provide that to our contingent workers and to our contract workers. So that's something that's very exciting. So I would say first and foremost, Tiffany, what I'm seeing is that clients have to be professional or have to be flexible. They need to have the flexible option. And if they don't have it yet, is it at least on the table and something that's being talked about? I think something else is competitive pay. You know, pay has increased. Everything has increased, but certainly pay has increased. And as employers in Richmond, we've really got to look at, okay, how are we increasing to make sure that we're getting the competitive edge and that we're getting the best talent? So how are we increasing salaries, not only for the people we're bringing in, but for the people who have been with us? And we're seeing both increases. So I would say what we're seeing out there the most is we got to be flexible and we got to make sure that our pay is in line.
I have to say, I was really excited when you said competitive pay, not just for the people you're bringing in, but the people that you already have in-house, because that is something we fail to address. It's not just attraction, but it's also retention. So thank you for mentioning that. So hybrid workforce, flexibility, those have been kind of the key or buzzwords for all of 2022, right? Be flexible, think hybrid, so that you can attract and retain. One of the things that I'm really curious about is when you're looking at contract and contract to hire, are you finding that you're still getting the same interest in it from the candidate pool? Because, I mean, the candidate market is tight. Are they interested in contract work, or do they want to make sure they've got that commitment on day one?
Yeah, that is interesting. So it is tight for contract workers. You know, unemployment is 3.7%, 1.9% for college grads. So unemployment is low. So everyone is working, it seems. And so the people that are looking for contract work are, the majority are looking for contract to hire. Now, that's never, you know, guaranteed. And certainly when we're talking to people about contract to hire work, we say, you know, there's a lot of contingencies that are associated with this. But yeah, I would say more often than not this year, people are like, hey, I want to have an option to go permanent, and I want to go permanent sooner than later. And I think, you know, as our staffing continues to, you know, be throughout the Richmond area, as we're continuing to grow our staffing from a contingent perspective, we have to say to clients, what's your plan to hire? What's your plan to bring someone on? And how can we make sure that we're keeping the best interests of this candidate in mind and not keeping them on contract too long because they're going to find something else? We've seen the conversion rate for candidates go up a lot this year in the Richmond office. us. And that's been fantastic because that's our goal, is to get people working. You know, I am interested to see, you know, we have seen some clients say, hey, this is just going to be contract for the foreseeable future. I think that as we think about the unknown and the uncertain, there may be more strictly contract and project work. One of the things that Robert Half offers is our full-time consulting practice. So we do have a group of consultants that sit with us. They're gainfully employed Robert Halfers, as I am, but they go out to clients and they do different projects. They cover leaves. You know, they do something that it's more like, hey, we need this person to stay and not turn over, but we're not going to need them as an FTE. And that's something that's been really attractive to a lot of people. Like, hey, I want to be a full-time consultant. It's been interesting to watch that ramp up. But yes, the people that are looking for contract work are more often looking for contract to hire. And it's just a matter of communicating, making sure the candidate knows, hey, it's going to take some time, but we'll get you there. And then making sure we're talking to the clients and employers in Richmond about, hey, if you have a contract worker, you need to be thinking if this is a good person that's fitting in with your culture and your team, we need to make them permanent as soon as possible.
Flexibility was number one. Number two was competitive pay, compensation. And when you and I talked, one of the things I share with you is what I love about Robert Half. There are many things, but what I really love is that there is a salary guide that I get every single year that has become like my salary Bible. So tell us about the salary guide and some of the insights that we can find there.
I'm so glad that you get it and that you love it. Most HR professionals do. When I was at the Ignite Leadership Conference, a lot of people came to the table and said, Jillian, the salary guide. So I love hearing that. That's our best. We put out a lot of work, but that's our best work. This year, it is awesome. It has all the salary trends and job postings and job descriptions, which I'll talk about in a second. I think one of the things that's included in a compensation package that we've really got to look at this year is the culture of the company that we're sitting with. And one of the things that Robert Half has is its DEI. So it's diversity, equity, and inclusion trends, and how that is at the forefront of everyone's mind. And what's cool about the guide this year is that we really take a dive into DEI and what it means in hiring and how it's going to make a big difference in your ability to attract talent. Candidates are saying, how much am I going to get paid? What kind of time off can I have? What does my healthcare look like? What are your DEI, you know, trends? And how are you guys including DEI in something that you do every day? So Robert Half not only talks about it, but then goes the extra step and actually talks about our company's DEI and the different groups that we have in Robert Half that you can be a part of, and actually lets you go to our website and see what I see as an internal employee of all of the different groups that I can join, either as a participant, as a member, or as an ally. And so I really love that the company included that. That's something that we've talked about. 46% of employers are offering higher salaries. And then to what we talked about also, 83% of managers who increased base compensation for new hires have also revisited and made pay adjustments for current staff. So we're doing both there. And I think that that's really what's the most important, because that's something that I've been at Robert Half 15 years would be really interesting for me, right? Having been here and watching the new employees come in. They're also, you know, they go through the different descriptions of all the jobs that are available. We talk a lot about remote work and how important it is. And then, as always, you can get the percentage where you and your city are, as well as all of the different jobs in finance and accounting, in HR. We've seen our HR business grow and our HR practice grow. We've seen more clients come to us and ask us for HR professionals. So we discuss that. But the guide is fantastic this year and certainly something that everyone should check out.
Jillian, thank you so much for sitting with me today. Before we close, I just want to ask again, is there anything else we should prepare or plan for?
Prepared to add more contractors, because that's what we're seeing. You know, everyone's looking to add contingent staff. I think that clients are not sure if they're going to get the FTEs that they need in order to get the job done, but the job still has to get done. So making sure that you understand the culture that comes along with bringing on contingent workers, and that there's space for them to feel the inclusion and the culture of your company. I also would say there's a great white paper Robert Half just put out called Your Future is Flexible. And it talks about how you can bring the flexible work environment into your office. Robert Half, that was so inside the office for so long, is now hybrid. So they understand what it's like, and they really map out what we did to take the steps to get hybrid and remote. So it's kind of like practicing what we preach a little bit. So I love that white paper. And then there is also a white paper that came out. You can find both of these on our blog that talks about how nearly half of U.S. companies plan to add it to staff in Q4, and just how to be competitive and going about making sure you get the top talent.
Thanks for listening to the Richmondshire Voices podcast with Tiffany Fortune. If you like our show and want to know more, subscribe or check out Richmondshire website at richmondshire.org.